This is the M Zone.
And welcome back to the M Zone. Jamie Morris and my man Derek, because our boy Maddie Leach going to his old man basketball game. Good for him. Getting in shape. And that would be my cat knocking everything down. That being said, 734-988-1050. What's up, Danny?
Hey, Jamie. How are you, buddy?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm doing good. I want to tell you, I had a real special day today, Jamie. I want to share with all the listeners. I was at the U of M Club of Ann Arbor, our Monday lunch.
Yeah.
And I had the pleasure of meeting Coach Martelli. What a super great guy. I want to tell you, Juwan is a genius bringing him to Ann Arbor. We are so lucky that he is on that staff. What a great, talk about a wealth of information and just a super guy. The only issue I have with Coach Martelli, and I told him as a New York City kid and a New York sports fan, I just cannot root for the Eagles on Sunday. I am praying, I am hoping that they lose. I am just not digging Philly at all.
And there's that NFC East kind of thing. Don't you rah-rah rally around?
No, not at all. And I hate to say this because you're a Massachusetts guy, but you know us New Yorkers, you know, Boston and Philly. But I'll take Boston fans over Philly fans any day of the week, to be honest with you, if I had my choice. So I told Coach Martelli that, but other than that, he is a really great, talk about how luck, he is just the guy who kind of, and hearing from all the coaches as we've had, I got to tell the listeners, and I know Kevin comes on Fridays and lets everybody know, I'm on his marketing committee. I'm one of the board of governors. People got to come out to this lunch on Mondays. If you have a chance from 11 to 12:30 on Mondays at Weber's, the U of M Club of Ann Arbor, and get to hear from all these great coaches during football and basketball season. It's just wonderful. You know, I'm not going to, you know, one of the things that we have at our club, what is talked about during our lunches stays at our lunch, and so I can't really give details of what we talked about today, but I just want to say that he solidifies everything that's going on in that Michigan basketball program, and hearing from him, he's the glue that really it keeps that staff and that team together, and I'm excited, you know, about what's coming up for Michigan. I really think that these guys are dialed in, and I agree with you, Jamie, 110% that we are going to win our next, at least the next four to six games. I really think that, we have the ability to do it. I think, and I really like Joey Baker. I think Joey Baker is really coming along on the team right now. And Hunter is doing what Hunter is doing. And I don't see Hunter shooting so many three-pointers. He's really working his inside game, and I'm liking it. And if he comes out and hits a three, you know, that's gratis, but Jet and Kobe, and Doug McDaniel, the team is really coming together, and the reserves that come in at the time, Terrace has got to, he can't come in and have three fouls right away or two fouls like that. I agree. He's got to, get a little more disciplined because Hunter does need a breather once in a while. But I'm thrilled about what's going on right now with basketball. And we will make the NCAA. And last year at this time, if you looked at us, the record was identical. We were 13-10 exactly last year at this time. So, and look what happened last year. We made it to the Sweet 16, and I think we can do it again. I think we'll get to the NCAA tournament again.
Well, I believe that. I think this team can do it. I really do, Danny. I think if they do what the coach says they need to do, like you said, Coach Martelli talks about it on Sam's show all the time. Look, if you stand in front of somebody and you can stop and impede them from scoring, that's a good thing. They have the offensive firepower. They do have that.
Absolutely. And I think they're playing better defense. And I think Jet Howard has come along big time in his playing defense now. And I really do think they've bought into the defensive scheme. And I love how fired up Saadi got yesterday, that he even got a technical foul. I mean, and Jawan, I love how Jawan just gave him a pat on the back and said, don't worry, it's okay. You know, it happens. But that's that, you know, there's a certain fire I feel that's coming onto this team now, that the coaching staff is really, you know, bringing it on to get us through this final stretch. And it'd be great to get a bye, you know, in the Big Ten tournament. And you know, that would be possible if we could get a double bye. It would be amazing if we're one of the first four teams. Is that correct, Jamie?
Yes, that would be awesome. You'd be one of the first four teams. And it's there. It's for the taking. They just got to win some games. And like I said, these next four, they won't be easy, but they can win them. They're winnable games. They can beat Michigan State. They can beat Wisconsin. They can beat Nebraska. And look, I think they can beat Rutgers. I think they can.
And I think they could beat Indiana at home.
Yeah.
And Chrysler will be rocking and rolling Saturday at 6 p.m. for that Indiana game. And bring it on Wednesday night for Nebraska. They need the fans more than anything to get these guys over the finish line. The fans are having a huge impact on this team. And I think that's, you know, we got to come out and support our Wolverines and get them to where they need to go. So,
agreed.
With that
agreed.
Said, JB, I will let you go and go blue.
Danny, thank you, and thank you for the report from the U of M Club of Greater Detroit. And I'm going to preach to the fans right now. You really missed out having an opportunity to talk to Phil Martelli. I mean, it is the Phil Martelli is a good speaker. He's a former head coach from the Philly area. I mean, he is a wealth of knowledge, and Jawan did the right thing. I think he did a great job of getting him under contract. And I think he's comfortable. I think he loves Ann Arbor. I know they miss Philadelphia, and I get that, but this has been a blessing in disguise. I think Phil Martelli does a great job, and he helps out with this team. And I mean, when Jawan had his unfortunate incident that happened last year, Phil Martelli stepped in. He worked with his co-assistant coaches, and they put together a run that got this team. And people don't forget that. I mean, that's a great point. This team is in the same position it was in last year. I mean, I hate to say that, but this team is in that position. I really honestly think they're getting better. They're a team that is on the prowl now. I think they're a team that, quite frankly, you don't want to play them. I'm going to say this. These Big Ten teams are not going to want to play the Michigan team. They match up with a lot of teams that you wouldn't think, but they match up. I think they match up well with Indiana. I think they just got to bring it. They just got to bring it. And I think that this Nebraska team, Nebraska gets a big victory over Penn State. And Penn State, I'm sure Penn State went to Nebraska thinking this is one of the worst teams in the Big Ten and we can take them. It is one of the worst teams in the Big Ten and we can take them. Look at what we did to Michigan. We're riding high right now. And they went in there and they got beat. They got beat by a Nebraska team that came in. And look, the one thing about Nebraska, they're going to give you everything. They may not have the horses to keep up, but they're going to give you everything. And you can't let them be in the game towards the end. Because if they got an opportunity to win, they will beat you. You give them that opportunity. Look, I keep saying it today, you give them the ability to stay in the game. That means we're going to get you in the end. Don't give them that opportunity because that's when you can get hurt. You got to put them away early. And I think Hunter Dickinson needs to play at an all Big Ten, no, an all American level. I mean, if these are your couple last games, finish strong, bro. You want to give that pro team everything, every piece of film you can give them of the things you can do. He was immaculate yesterday. He went to the right block and he scored from the right block. He went from the left block and that's his strong arm. And then he popped out and he was popping them from the outside. He was balling out and he was rebounding. He was going against Key was hurt. He was hurt, but look, if you're out there playing, then that means you're well enough to play. So that being said, Hunter went to work, and he's got to go to work the rest of the season. Got to go to work the rest of the season. Nothing against him. He can do it, too. I think show people that you belong in the league. You showed some quickness. You showed some speed. You did not let the double team get to you a lot of times. Make it happen. And then, Kobe, you are coming out. You are having a coming out party. The last two games, last three games, you've shown that you're ready to play. You're ready to take over. So I applaud you for that. And Jet, I know you're back. And just keep it. I mean, you got to shoot. You got to keep shooting. That's what you got to do. You got to keep letting that ball fly because it'll go in. And then you need a guy coming off the bench. You need guys coming off the bench. Joey Baker has been that guy. You need guys. And Terrence Reed, you can't foul. There's no fouls. You cannot give up. You're going in for a reason, to give Hunter a break and to have your opportunity to play. Look at it as an opportunity. You don't foul in practice. Maybe you do, but you can't do it in the game. They need you. They need you to be that second guy to come in and dominate that middle and play. You've gotten a lot better, though. You've gotten a lot better. I can see Will Cheddar out there, though. I can see Will Cheddar. They had the big cheese out there. He was out there for a while, but, you know, we just need to buckle down and play defense. And then you know what else? Play defense. And you know what to do? Play defense. Because the offense is there. We have the offensive firepower. I've said this my third time now, but I believe it. You guys play defense. You can compete with anybody in the Big Ten. Anybody. And it's you've shown it. You've shown that you can hang with number one. You've shown that you can hang with anybody else in the Big Ten. I mean, you beat Penn State at home. They split with you, and okay. But now you've got to buckle down. You know what you need to do. You know what has to be done. Get it done. It's time. And I agree with Sam Webb, what he said this morning about Kyrie Irving. I'm sorry. Kyrie is a different bird. Look, only one All-Star was able to, I don't even want to say control. He was able to coexist with Kyrie. And that's why Kyrie was young, but it was LeBron. But he left. Eventually, he got traded out. He wanted to go. He went to Boston. He wanted to run his own team. Remember, LeBron came back from Miami after he learned how to win championships and wanted to bestow that on to the Cleveland fans and the Cleveland Cavaliers themselves. And Kyrie wanted, hey, this was my team, and you came back and took it back from me. So, I mean, that happens. But you know what? You should have been sitting there learning as opposed to breaking up the band, because I think you had a couple more runs in you if you would have stayed. Now you wait. I want to see this Luka thing. This Luka thing would be interesting. It will be interesting when it, I mean, whatever. It is what it is for him, I guess. I want to get out of New York too. Everybody hates you in New York pretty much. I mean, pretty much they all hate you. I mean, you got your people, and you'll travel with your people. They'll come with you down to Dallas, I guess. Big D. That being said, that's going to do it for the show today. We wish Matt Leach a good victory, hopefully tonight, and hopefully he comes back and all right pieces. That's okay. That being said, Miz, I look forward to seeing you in the seat tomorrow. Derek, I want to tell you, you did an awesome job today. I appreciate you for coming and doing all the things you did. You've been listening to the M Zone on WTKA AM 1050.
This is the M Zone.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.